USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Biden will attempt to pass some form of gun control before a new Congress is seated, possibly renewing his attempt to ban assault weapons. He'll need to do it before January the 3rd, which is when the Republicans take over the House of Representatives, where support for meaningful gun legislation is likely to get bogged down. Residents in two American towns spent much of their holiday mourning the latest victims of gun violence. Last weekend, an attacker opened fire in Club Q, an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, killing five people. On Tuesday, a Walmart store manager in Chesapeake, Virginia, gunned down six co-workers before turning the gun on himself. The shooter left a rambling note on his cell phone in which he railed against other employees who he felt had mocked and betrayed him. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.